She didn't want to use her real name, and it's understandable given the stigma surrounding addiction. I'll call her Mary. We met at a new facility in eastern Kentucky which provides residential treatment for pregnant women to talk about her life as a mother who has lived through an addiction to opioids, an addiction that began with painkillers and progressed to heroin.
I had to get it, and even when I did get it, then I had to think of the next way that I was going to get it.
When Mary discovered she was pregnant with her first child, she sought treatment, but the disease had a tight grip on her. The child was born dependent on opioids and went through the pains of withdrawal shortly after delivery.
To see that little boy go through that stuff, you think like I would change my life around like immediately, but I didn't. I was in complete denial that because of my choices, like it was my fault that he was going through that.
The number of babies born suffering from neonatal abstinence syndrome, the medical term for being born drug affected, is on the rise. In the Ohio Valley, the numbers are skyrocketing. Ohio and Kentucky both have rates well above the national average. And in West Virginia, the most recent data show for every 1,000 live births, there are 50 drug affected newborns. Healthcare workers across the region are finding new ways to treat both babies and mothers. Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus treats babies transferred from other hospitals when the symptoms are at their most severe.
Excessive crying, unable to self-console, unable to eat appropriately, all the way, you know, up to seizure activity.
That's the neonatal intensive care unit's administrative clinical leader, Amy Thomas. The hospital has been developing its treatment plan since around 2013, when staff noticed a correlation between increasing length of stay and drug-affected babies. Treatment begins with non-pharmacological methods, like cuddling and music therapy. But if the withdrawal cannot be managed, morphine is administered. Thomas says educating the parents on how to care for the baby through methods like skin-to-skin comforting and breastfeeding is important. And treating the parents, especially mothers, as parents rather than addicts, can have an impact on the baby's life.
I have that window of opportunity there to get her to fall in love with her baby, get her addicted to motherhood.
The hospital has seen its admission numbers for drug-affected babies go down as birth hospitals have improved their ability to provide care. A unique facility in Huntington, West Virginia, aims to relieve some of the burden on hospitals. At Lily's Place, babies are cared for in individual nurseries where the lights are low and noise, as you can hear, is kept to a minimum.
These babies are born very easily overstimulated. We feel like that a quieter, more home-like environment is the environment that they need.
That's Rhonda Edmonds, the director of nursing at Lily's Place. With a staff of registered nurses, they provide another option of care for drug-affected babies outside of hospitals. The facility is one of only two of its kind currently operating in the U.S., and Edmund says it wasn't easy to get started.
The state allowed us to be part of a pilot program, but all the babies had to be in state custody for that, which was a hindrance to getting babies over here. But we don't have to do that anymore.
Since it opened in 2014, Lily's Place has been working to help other facilities get started and get through the red tape. Treatment for pregnant women, meanwhile, is sometimes difficult to come by. A group of organizations in Athens County, Ohio, took a collaborative approach in addressing this issue. Pam Bourne is the practice manager with Ohio Health Oblenis Athens Medical Associates, OBGYN. She says they noticed several years ago an increase in the number of women coming in with addiction issues.
I could see that there was some burnout in my providers because these patients just, they had so many other issues, social issues, that we didn't even know how to address.
So she reached out to the nearby Health Recovery Services organization in hopes of getting these mothers treatment. The collaboration was so successful, Bourne says they looked for other resources.
As we identified a new problem, we would identify who in the community could meet that problem.
Soon they were connecting housing services, childcare, and other services for the whole family. Interest from lawmakers led to the creation of the Moms Project. Athens County and three other areas were provided funding to assist the programs in hopes that others would follow. Bourne says she would like to work towards connecting residential treatment to their program, which is difficult to find. Karen's Place Maternity Center is filling this role in Louisa, Kentucky. Addiction Recovery Care, with treatment centers across rural Kentucky, operates the new facility, offering a balance of medical treatment, counseling, and a faith-based element.
There's no centers doing what we're doing in this part of Central Appalachia, and we felt like we had the infrastructure and resources to do it.
That's Addiction Recovery Care CEO Tim Robinson. The 16-bed facility is a repurposed home in a secluded area. With 24/7 staff support, and amenities for both mother and baby. Robinson says it's important that mothers and babies stay together.
We're not going to have true compassion for the babies until we have true compassion for the moms.
The maternity center took in one mother before recently opening to the public, and that's how I met Mary. She sought treatment again after the birth of her first child and was able to get clean for a while. However, she relapsed around the time she found out she was pregnant again. Mary was determined to give this baby a healthy start. Reaching sobriety in October, her second child was born about a month ago with no signs of being affected by opioids.
It's been amazing. He's healthy, happy. He's a calm little guy.
Mary's focused on continued recovery and motherhood, and someday passing on her knowledge to other mothers suffering with addiction.
I've always encouraged people, if they're still breathing, there's still hope.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne.